punching a time clock and working 9 to 5. We're talking about working around the clock, rain or shine, hot or cold, because crops and animals won't wait. Jimmy knows all about it because he lives it. And Jimmy knows what you're going through because he goes through it too. He's here to talk about it. It's seed and feed, chemicals and compost, vaccinations and irrigation. It's time for Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
Hey, good day to all you great stewards of the land. It's the Day in Ag with Jimmy Clark. Well, I hope everybody had a great Labor Day weekend. It was hot, it was dry, and we had a big fire yesterday. More on that here in just a few minutes. Currently, though, let's see what's happening on this Stockton Veterinary Clinic happy hour today. 85 at Slapout, 90 at Freedom. 97 at Mangum, Hobart, you and Tipton are tied for the hot spots. 98 degrees already. 91 at Otonga, 89 at Cherokee, out here in Texas Panhandle, 85 at Lipscomb, 90 at Dozier, 100 at Wichita Falls, if anybody wants to know. It's pretty hot down there. 97 at Goodlet and 97 at Odell. Okay, I think let me go to this Oklahoma Forestry Department deal, for southwestern Oklahoma, temperatures will rise again in the mid-90s to possibly 106 this afternoon, with humidity values at 19 to 25%, with some sky cover. Fine dead field moisture will bottom out around 4%, and with some at 3, and they're just be careful out there. Said head fire rates might spread at 75 to 120 feet per minute, with flame lengths at 7 or 11 feet are expected with this. And applying the Panhandle of Oklahoma and northwestern Oklahoma, temperatures in the 88 degrees to around 95, humidity be 21 to 27%. Fine fumes will be at 5%, although not near as receptive as yesterday. Winds will be coming generally out of the north and northeast this afternoon, 9 to 16 miles an hour, with gusts up to 25. So anyway, not much going on up there. They haven't posted the fire. I don't know what they're calling the fire down here south Elk City that happened east of Carter yesterday. And I'm a little close for comfort for me. I take care of my landlord's cattle there south of 152 on that road. And they got her stopped about half a mile away, which was good. But they had 3 fires going at once. All started there on 55 highway going east out of Carter. I don't know how many fire departments was called in. I'll have a new updated list on that. I can just rattle off the ones that I've seen out there. Carter was there, Delhi was there, Willow was there, Granite was there, and Elk City was there, Canute was there. I seen Berlin, and I seen the Custer County Task Force was there, the Greer County Task Force was there, obviously, too. I'm going to miss him. I know Clinton was there. Weatherford was there because I seen them film the tanker up. I'm going to miss some. I apologize. But anyway, thank you so much. That yesterday afternoon, that was a mean one. A mean three. How's that? The small one, the one that was kind of headed toward where my landlord's cattle is that I take care of, it was small. Then Chief Upto called. He needed to fill up trucks out of the irrigation wells that we have, so we did that. And yes, James A. just texted in. Yes, too much smoke, Jimmy, too much smoke. It was too much smoke. Anyways, those guys, the volunteer fire departments that we have in our area are gotta be rated A+. I don't think any structures were lost. I know some hay was lost, but if that's the worst we got, then that's pretty good. I don't know about any cattle. I haven't heard about any cattle. So anyway, big shout out to you guys. The Great Plains hope I don't mess this up. Excuse me. I still got smoke in my hope I don't mess this up. But the Great Plains Baptist Oklahoma Disaster Relief Trailer was there along with Red Cross. And a big thank you to Poppins and McDonald's who provided food. I mean, you know, there's some people behind the scenes that don't ever get recognized, and they were filling up fire trucks there at Carter. Ed Bollinger, I call him the boss hog at Carter, Oklahoma. He was there, him and Janae, and Carter Tell, they were filling up trucks. Carter went with me to help get my cattle out of the fire gray, got them caked and hayed in a dry bed area of the pond that didn't have any water in it. You know, everybody knows the drill's got cattle. That's the first thing you worry about. So, you know, thank you to all those people. But here we go, people. You know, we had a lot of rain this summer during May, June, and first part of July. And we got lots of grass out there. We got lots of everything out there. Fire fuel. Anyway, be sure and contribute. We did this last year, and all the listeners, you guys did a good job. But I'm talking about all of Western Oklahoma and out in the Panhandle, Texas. Make sure that you call your volunteer fire department or your regular fire department, because there's only like three, four full-time fire departments in Western Oklahoma to speak of that I can think of. There's probably more, but anyway, call them, see what you can do. Water, Gatorade, perishable food. If you're going to give out Snickers or payday candy bars or Reese's or anything like that, bring it by the station, put my name on it, and I'll make sure they get it after I get done. No, I'm just kidding. They don't need candy bars to be donated. If the relief's going on and they got the trailer set up out there, it's a good time for that. And make sure, donate money. Whatever you can. I know a pump went out on the Delhi fire truck last night. That's not going to be cheap to fix. And poor Jared, he had the big tanker truck from the Carter Fire Department. And I don't know how many gallons that thing. I'm going to go out on him and say it was 1,500 to 2,000 gallon tanker. Don't know, but a lot of water on there. He had a blowout on the front going down 55, man. I think he had to go back to station after that and maybe change some pants and stuff. That was a wicked deal. He held it. He didn't flip it. But anyway, just stuff like that. Tires, pumps, everything. Please donate to fire departments, even though I know, like, Buckingham County, they have a tax to help with the volunteer fire departments. But sometimes that's not enough. Just do whatever you can. And I just had a brainstorm. I think if somebody wanted to, they could call Monty Tucker with Tucker Family Beef and order a big batch of beef sticks they just come out with a few months ago, because they are really good, and donate them to the fire departments. And that'd be good, because they'll stay and they can, that piece of beef stick go a long way as far as energy and some water and getting weight. So anyway, did a wonderful job. Thank you guys for getting that under control. If anybody hears how many acres that was, the sheriff's department, and I can't forget the sheriff. Sheriff was out there and some of the deputies is out there. But here's the big thing. This happened a couple of years ago when the fire started along I-40 west of Elk City and went through towards Potter Trailer Park and that area in there. Rubbern acres. You guys need to stay at home. Or just stay 3 or 4 miles away and bring your binoculars. They had some issues yesterday with sightseers, and they don't need that. These trucks, the dust was flying on these county roads. These trucks trying to get this head fire put out, knocked down, so they could fight the from the side. But anyway, that was the biggest complaint I heard from firefighters last night. So you guys, please, I know if, unless you got cattle out there, whatever, something's in harm ways, the rest of you guys, please. Stay away from the fire. I know it's cool to go out and see, but please just don't get in their way. Just stay at home or bring your spot scope and binoculars and stay from the distance. They don't need any of that. I know it's always a problem, but let's just give them guys the room. I don't know how many trucks is out there for sure, but I think I counted 50 sets of flashing lights out there. So I don't know if that's right or wrong, but there was a lot of, you guys did a great job knocking that thing down, because 3,000 watts get you going there. But anyway, here's what I'm going to do today before we go to bed. I got a pair of Lady A tickets at Concho coming up at the end of this month, September 30th. I know that's a ways away. The Lady A concert at the Lucky Star Casino in Concho, September 30th at 6 o'clock. If you want to go see them, I got a pair. Here's what I'm doing. The third person to send a message into today in our text line, 580-225-9697, with your name and the name of your favorite firefighter. How's that? It doesn't matter if volunteer, full-time, whoever, send it in, third person, you're going to win a pair of tickets, and hopefully you'll take that fireman with you to go see Lady A at Concho. Anyway, let's take a break. When I come back, I'll get you up to date what happened overnight after a three-day weekend in our ag world, and then we'll get some grain reports, up-to-date grain reports, prices and stuff like that, and cattle, and I got the cattle report from Brandon from Elk City, livestock auction yesterday, so I'll have that report for you, and we'll be right back after this.
The Day in Ag with Jimmy Clark. Hey, cotton farmers, are you walking in high cotton? It's easier than you think. Have your cotton gin fast and efficiently at Western Planters Cotton Gin in Hobart, Oklahoma. Bet you didn't know they have the largest gin in the state and the connections to get top dollar on your investment. They're located at the corner of Highway 9 and Highway 183, just north of Hobart. Be sure to check them out online. WesternPlantersCottonGin.com.
We're open on Saturdays from 9 to noon, full service lobby. We have new accounts there, personal bankers. We have loan guys there. We have tellers. You can do anything you need to do on a Saturday in the lobby. It helps a lot of people who are out of town that need to come do banking business, or people that work Monday through Friday and can't get in with our hours. They can come on a Saturday. That's one of the things that makes us different. I'm Elizabeth Mosley, and I help make the difference at First National Bank and Trust of Elk City and Sayre.
Member FDIC.
Hey, neighbors, Ron Hayes for SCI Agritech in Elk City. You know, SCI is ready to help you with all your fall cover crops. They offer a multi-species blend that's great for grazing and hay. Plus, it'll help to address your soil health goals. So give the good folks a call at SCI Agritech today at 580-225-0317. That's 580-225-0317. Or stop by and see them on South Randall in Elk City today.
You worked and you sweat and you worried for months over your crop. So why are you giving away part of the profit to someone else? Cut out the middleman. Keep your grain on your farm. Keep your money for yourself. A grain bin on your farm will never depreciate as long as you use it. And it'll make you as much money as you want it to make. Store your own grain in your own bin. Wall Bin Hoppers. Take a look at their website. WallEquip.com. WallEquip.com. You did all the work. You should keep all the profit.
You gotta get your oil changed. Taking time out of your day can be a hassle. We've got your answer. We'll come get your vehicle, service it, and bring it back to you. You keep living your life, and we'll take care of the labor. Any make or model, no matter where you bought it, just give us a call and make an appointment. We'll come get it, do the work, and bring it back to you. Make your life a little bit easier with a no-hassle oil change, where that is the Bobo Lassie difference. Only at BoboLassieFord.net.
Farmers and ranchers, listen up. It's time to make your life easier with the Hay Wagon from Everest Welding and Repair in Visalia, Oklahoma. The Apache Hay Wagon hauls multiple bales of hay and helps reduce waste. Less waste means more money in your pocket. It'll pay for itself over time, plus make your life easier. What a deal. See all they have to offer at EverettsWelding.com. Again, that's EverettsWelding.com. And be sure to check out their ads inside the Penny News.
When your tractor has a flat, you're stuck.
When your truck's on a construction site and a tire goes down, you're in trouble. You need help. So you call down to Blair, and they come to you. They answer the phone, and somebody comes to wherever you are to fix your problem. They carry Firestone, Michelin, and some other tires. Blair Tire and Feed, Highway 283 and 19. On-site tire service, 563-2692. 563-2692. They come to you.
Jim is all wound up and ready to go. Here comes more of Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
Well, welcome back. Out here in the Panhandle, big state of Texas. I'm going to go with Wellington. 89 degrees currently there right now. Humidity index at 86. The wind driving north at 8 miles an hour. Humidity is 28%. Dew point's 52. Peak wind gusts of the day so far, 26. And we have month-to-date precipitation, 0. Red flag minutes today, 0. 8-inch soil temperature, 88 degrees. All right, let's go to the text line. It's pretty interesting. We got some crazy firemen out there that nominate themselves. Tom Wharton, you lose because you can't nominate yourself. So anyway, let's see. I hope I say this right. The winner of the Lady A tickets is Demary. I hope I say that right. Demary Shibinki. Or you could say Shibinka, just depending on where you're from. I grew up with a bunch of them, so I just say it how it is. Kyle is my favorite, Kyle Shibinka, and he actually is the fire chief right here in Elk City. I just got off the phone with him just a little bit ago. Anyway, you are the winner. I put your name on these tickets, and you can pick them up anytime during many business hours, after the show today or whatever. But here's some, I'm going to name off some of these. Jacqueline Hill, Zachary Morgan is a favorite. Danny Silk is a favorite for Glenn Tigler. Tom Wharton printed out me. And anyway, Gail Tumbling, she said Chad Ripetoe. How about that? I think I know them all. So anyway, it's cool. Anyway, thanks for participating. Let's get on with business, if I can find my deal. There it is. All right, here we go. Oh, by the way, Monty Tucker sent me a message, said that he'll sell, or read exactly what he said, so I don't mess this up. Monty Tucker, where did you go? I'll sell sticks at a big discount for the volunteer fire departments. So if anybody wants to buy some beef sticks from Tucker Family Beef, his number is 580-515-4477. He'll sell them at a big discount and get them to you. As a matter of fact, I'm sure Monty will take them to the fire departments for you if you want to call him and buy a bunch, and he'll take them there since he's a volunteer fireman himself. So there you have it. Thank you very much, Monty. All right, let's get back to farming. There we go. Soybean futures overnight were lower in ample global production of the oil seeds. Brazil's national CONAB CONAB said last week that this country's exporters shipped a record amount of the oil seeds in the first 7 months of the year. Exports from the South American country, the world's largest shipper, are now forecast at 95.6 million metric tons. The USDA last month projected Brazil to export 96.5 million tons for the 23-24 marketing year, up from 94 million tons a year earlier. Production in the South American country is projected at 163 million metric tons. That's up from 156 million the previous year. U.S. exports, by comparison, are seen by the government at 49.7 million metric tons. Output is forecast at 114.5 million tons. Still, the U.S. soybean, the U.S. soybean crop may be diminished amid dry weather in the corn belt in the past month. Extreme temperatures hover over the Midwest for much of August, turning what might have been a record crop into maybe one that's more average. Participants in the Pro Farmer Crop Tour in the late August said they expected soybean production of 4.11 billion bushels on yield of 49.7 bushels an acre. Output was forecast by the USDA early last month at 4.21 billion bushels on yields of 50.9 bushels an acre. Corn production was pegged by the tour at 14.96 billion bushels on yields of 172 bushels an acre. That compares with the government's projection of 15.11 billion on yields of 175.1 bushels. Soybean futures for November delivery fell 5¾ cents to 13.63½ a bushel overnight on the Chicago Board of Trade. Soybean meal lost 40 cents to $3.99.20 a short ton, while soy oil dropped 0.84 cents to $62.45 a pound. Wheat futures for December delivery rose 5½ pennies in Chicago to $6.01 a bushel, while Kansas City futures added 1¾ cents to $7.24½ a bushel. Corn futures gained 0.25 pennies to $4.81¾ a bushel. Heat advisories. Hot weather again will be a potential issue in parts of eastern Minnesota and western Wisconsin as heat indexes are forecast to reach into the triple digits. According to the National Weather Service, values are forecast to hit as high as 103. In a report early this morning, indexes are expected to only drop into the 70s overnight. Those working outside are advised to know the signs of heat-related illness, if possible. Work outdoors only in the mornings and evenings to avoid any heat-related illnesses. Further south, down here we are out in our area, Missouri and Illinois are expected, thunderstorms this afternoon as two fronts move through the region. The storms will bring risk of hail, strong winds, and lightning the rest of the time. That's about it. Did you guys check out the forecast on the Mesonet yesterday and some of the mainstream media TV out of KC? Next week, chances of rain are moving in. Nothing major yet, but the chances are there. So get that seed loaded and wheat, rye, tuticale, whatever you want to call it. Get it loaded up the truck, get the grill, the drills greased up. Get ready. It's coming. Anyway, we need it. It's about that time of year. We need some winter pasture, early pasture. So, anyway, we got that going on. Okay, let's see what happening right now on, let me update this, see some good few prices of what's going on right now. So, September corn is up 4. December is up level 1. Soybeans for September down 2 at 13.54. November's 13.62 down 7. Soybean meals down, looks like $9.60 at 403, 10 for September, October 398. Soybean oil, September 65.75, October 64.09, December 62.67. Hard red one a week, up a little over 3 at 3.2 cents to be exact at 723 for September. December also up at 725. Oats for September, 463, down 6. December, oats at 484, down 2. Cotton for October, 89.61. December cotton at 89.95. It's up a little bit today, not too shabby. Live cattle for October, 180.37, up 22 cents. December, 184.57. February, 188.87. And April, 192.87. Feeder cattle for September, 251.67. Looks like it's down 17 cents, probably somewhere in that neighborhood. October, feeder cattle up 30 cents at 254.95. Lean hogs for October, 83.57. Lean hogs for December, 75.60. And lean hogs for February at 79.45. How about that? All right, let me go to this. We've got just enough time to check out, if I can find it. Come here, baby. There we go. So, Elk City, last Friday. If it'll open up, there you go. There are quite a few there. 1,933 head. Looks like from the steer part, we have from Altus, 9 head, weighing 450, 316 per 100 weight. Had some from Bisco, Texas, weighing 500, 306. That's pretty nice. It's creeping up like Dr. Pierce said it was going to from the rear. 19 head, weighing 527, with about 280. And then from, let's see, some 600 pounds here. 600 pound calves here from Sayre, 689, about 233. From Raiden, 15 head of calves, weighing 754, about 226. And 3 head, weighing 908 from Altus, about 219. Heifer still looking really strong from Sayre, 399 pounders, 264. From Elk City, 526. About 245 from Cheyenne, some 577, about 231 from Sweetwater, some 618, about 225. Here's some fancy ones from Durham, 34 head that weighed 611, about 250. Nicely done. Some new ones from Wellington, weighing 668, about 230, and 5 head weighing 881, about $1.94. Here's the interesting part: red cows. Anywhere from 1,000 to 2,600. I heard there was some really nice bred cows went through the sale there, so that must have been them. And we got some pairs weighing 1,725 to 2,850. Butcher cows up to $1.28. Butcher bulls up to $1.38. Let's take a stop with veterinary clinic. Happy Albert. When I come back, I got forecast from northwestern Oklahoma and northeastern Texas Panhandle. And then I got a little bit to tell you about Stockman's Vet. And we'll move on. Today is Heyday Tuesday. Caught me off guard. I thought it was on Monday. So anyway, we will get through that when I get back.
The Day in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
Runs short and you want to strengthen your herd, go with High Pro. For High Pro, go to Cowman's. Cowman's Feed and Ranch Supply in Erie specializes in bulk feed. It's always in stock and prices are good. And the way they take care of you is even better. If Gary Mills says he'll do it, it gets done. Every time. It's nice to know a place like Cowman's is around to help ag producers here at home. Cowman's Feed and Ranch Supply, 117 West 2nd in Erie. Call 526-3070.
Mosey on down to Hober Stockyards Weekly Cattle Sale. It's located on Highway 183 North in Hober, Oklahoma. The sale is every Wednesday at 9:30. If you need to consign, call Rex Fleming at 580-331-8547. They receive cattle all day Mondays and Tuesdays. Buyers can bid in person or online. Hober Stockyards, where we want your business and do appreciate it.
Most common problem that urologists in general deal with is going to be kidney stones. That's both male and females. In males, the commonest problem is going to be enlarged prostates. We can't forget about the big three, kidney cancer, bladder cancer, prostate cancer. And then in females, the commonest problem most typically is going to be some type of, you know, recurring urinary tract infections. If you see me for surgery at Great Plains Regional Medical Center, and then you would be following up with me rather than a nurse practitioner or physician's assistant, I find it most beneficial to continue the relationship with your physician, your medical doctor, and or your surgeon throughout the entirety of your life and or your visits. I'm Dr. ML Henry, a urologist at Great Plains Regional Medical Center. My office phone number is 580-339-7550.
You've heard us talking about the 30-year-old ratchet that Napa replaced, no questions asked. A customer had a question about that particular transaction and that particular policy of replacing tools regardless of age. He walked into the Elk City Napa store and asked, "Do you guys really do that?" And the answer was, "We replaced two last week."
We try our best not to tell the customer no, but to find what they need. Napa Auto Parts of Elk City, 716 West 3rd. More parts for more cars.
This is the Western Oklahoma Livestock Auction Market Report for Monday, August 28th. 1,500 73 head were sold. 5 header steers at 486 brought 278. 19 and 632 brought 268. 14 and 672 brought 246. 13 and 782 brought 252.50. 20 and 872 brought 235. 10 and 979 brought 227. 27 at 1057 brought 227. 7 head of heifers at 481 brought 233. 9 at 554 brought 239. 8 at 646 brought 235.50. 6 at 689 brought 219. 13 at 750 brought 231. 11 at 813 brought 228. 3 at 855 brought 215. Butcher cows were 40 to 125.50. Butcher bulls brought 100 to 139. Western Oklahoma Livestock Auction. Exit 71, Clinton, Oklahoma. Sell every Monday at 10 a.m. To consign, call Brandon Hickey at 580-497-6095. That's 580-497-6095.
He loves talking about farming and ranching. Here's more of Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
Hi, welcome back. I'm T.J. Camargo, Oklahoma, from the northwestern Oklahoma lawn region. 90 degrees currently there. 88 is what it feels like. Dew points at 53. Humidity's at 29. The winds are out of the north, northeast at 14 miles an hour. Sunset. 8 a.m., a few more days, and it won't be in the 8, be in the 7 range, 7-hour range. How about that? Today, 96, tomorrow, 92, Thursday, hot, 103, Friday, 97, and Saturday, 94. I think Sunday, when it's supposed to start cooling down. So, I'm looking forward to it. 80s, I hope, seeing next week. I even seen Lacey Swope right down some 70s somewhere in Oklahoma next week. So there you go. We're going to go from one extreme to the other. Start with veterinary clinic. We are seeing a dramatic increase in footrot cases still as of today as a result of the recent moisture in July. The cows are standing in the ponds, staying cool from this hot water. So keep an eye out on them. Early treatment is the key to avoid production loss and to minimize hoof, toe, and joint damage. Let us help as soon as the lameness is detected. Also, please remember to keep an eye on your pets and livestock as ticks are thriving, and they really, really are. Ticks carry diseases for our pets and rob our livestock to production and late gains. Contact us for easy treatment, intervention, and programs for all species. One of the only easiest ways to detect ticks in your calves is drooping ears. That's a very easy way. Your ears don't act like they feel good. And I guarantee you it's by ticks. It's also time to plan spring calf working and a vaccination program for your cow herds. Call us and we can get worked together on a program and schedule that will fit your needs and production schedule. Also providing a full line of equine services, including vaccines and dental. Remember that good, clean water is the most important nutrient for all of our pets and livestock. Please check your water resources regularly. Probably serving all of Western Oklahoma and the Texas Panhandle, providing full service to all species in a complete mixed animal practice. Call Dr. Taylor Mouse at 580-225-0200 to schedule a visit or for after hours and emergency services. Okay, got this from the OSU Extension Office, Mr. Greg Hartman. 3 dates are set for unwanted pesticide disposals. The ODAFF has scheduled the next unwanted pesticide disposal program collection dates for October 2023. They will occur October 17th in Walters, October 18th in Buffalo, and October 19th in Dewey. The locations are at the Cotton County Fair and Expo Center, Harper County Fairgrounds, and the Washington County Fairgrounds. The disposals will run from 8 a.m. to 1 p.m., rain or shine, at all locations. There's no charge for this program. The limit is 2,000 pounds. Only pesticides will be taken at the sites. No fertilizer, paint, oil, no that crap. Don't bring any of that. Just pesticides. If you have any questions, call Charles Looper at OSU at 405-744-5808 or Ryan Williams at the ODAFF at 405-522-5993. October 17th, Cotton County Fairgrounds. October 19th, Harper County Fairgrounds. And October 19th at the Washington County Fairgrounds. And any questions, I bet you can just call your county OSU Extension Supervisor and they can hook you up. And I'll mention this at least once, twice a week for the next month, because I know people's got some out there to do. To get away. But again, only pesticides. Don't bring your grandma's paint from 50 years ago that's got lead in it. So, but got that going on. Okay, let's see what today is. Hey Day Tuesday. Let's see what we got going here. Where is it? Where is my... There we go. Alfalfa price continues its plunge. The average hay price for alfalfa fell $19 per ton for July, which followed a $16 per ton drop in June and an $8 drop in May. I don't sound like much, but that's $30 or $40 a ton. $34 a ton to be exact, lower than a year ago. The average price for Supreme and Premium alfalfa hay during July was $22 per ton lower than June and settled in at $288. Grass hay was pegged at $168 per ton in July, which was $4 lower than the June was. For the second consecutive month, no state posted double-digit gains in alfalfa price. Double-digit declines in the July alfalfa hay price occurred in 16 of the 27 reported states. Arizona, Montana, Nevada, Utah, and Wyoming were all down by $30 a ton. California, Colorado, and Oklahoma was down $20 a ton. The highest average July alfalfa price was reported in New Mexico at $310. Oregon was at $300, while Washington checked in at $290. Midwest states continue to offer the lowest average hay prices. North Dakota was easily the lowest at $133 per ton, and was followed by Wisconsin at $150 a ton, and South Dakota at $170 a ton. Keep in mind that the USDA average prices accounts for all qualities and bale types of hay sold. Also, the final U.S. estimate is a volume-weighted average rather than a simple average of state values. Those states with the most volume sales will impact the final U.S. dollar value at more than the states with fewer sales. Let's see here. The USDA also tracks the prices of Supreme and Premium quality alfalfa in the major dairy states and determines the average price from the five top milk-producing states, which is Colorado, Idaho, New York, our neighbor to the south, and Wisconsin. This data is used to determine feed prices in the dairy margin coverage program. For July, the average price of Supreme and Premium alfalfa dropped by $22 a ton at $288. 1 year ago, the average price of Supreme and Premium alfalfa was at $335. So here's something going on. California, July of 22 is at $370, and July of 23 is at $300. Texas, $309 is July of 22. June 23rd, it was $330, and July of 23, $326. Minnesota, $195 last year, $221 in June of this year, and $222. For this month of July. So there you go. Anyway, let's check out some grass prices here. The July average price of other hay, mostly grass, fell by $4 a ton to $168, which was $1 per ton lower than a year earlier. The highest July price for hay other than alfalfa was reported in Washington at $275 per ton. Colorado at $260 per ton. Wow. Oregon checked in at $255. North Dakota had the lowest reported other hay average price at $100 per ton. It was followed by Oklahoma at $108 per ton and Wisconsin at $117. I promise you, you're not going to find any premium middle 99 out here in Western Oklahoma for $108 a ton. If you don't, it wouldn't put up right. Oh, it's got stickers in it or something like that. Anyway. Little 99 grass is really good. Let's check out some prices compared to last year. Let's go with our neighbor to the north in Kansas. July, 22, 218. June, of July of 23 is at 273. How about that? That's alfalfa hay. And other hay, which is grass, hay, blah, 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 121 last year in July, this year at 181. So you know where the drought's at. Let's check out our neighbor to the east, Missouri. There it goes. Let me get back down here so I can read what's going on here. 170 last year for alfalfa, 175 this year in July. 115 last year for other grass, other hay, grass mainly, 115 this year with 135. Oklahoma, last year alfalfa 247, this year 229. Last year grass hay was at $99 a ton. I ain't buying any of that, but anyway, it's what it says, 108 this year. Down south of us in the big state, 241 for alfalfa, 260 this year. Pretty average on grass hay, hasn't changed much, but about three bucks higher this year than it was than last year. There you go. All right, let's take a stop with the buddy and Clint. But when I come back, we'll finish up the show.
The Day in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
That life insurance that I have on myself, it's not for me. It's for my wife, that she doesn't have to sell the home. She doesn't have to go worry about how am I going to make this car payment? How am I going to come up with the cost out of pocket to pay this funeral? Because, you know, that's an expensive cost. And it's a cost that you're going to have. If you had a machine in your garage that made money, it was a money-making machine. You went out every day and you flipped the switch on that machine and it generated money to pay your bills. Would you insure that machine? I've never had anybody say no. Sure they would. Well, you are that machine. You flip your switch on every morning when you get up. You flip your switch on when you go to work. But yet we don't insure ourselves. It doesn't make any sense to me. Hi, I'm Mickey Lively. I'm an insurance agent with Oklahoma Farm Bureau. My office is located in Greer County. Call me anytime at 580-782-3827.
Life insurance and annuity products offered through Farm Bureau Life Insurance Company. Property and casualty products are offered through Oklahoma Farm Bureau Mutual Insurance and affiliated companies.
We say the future is ours! Can you dig it?
Oh, you sure can. Especially if you rent from DJ's Rentals and Sales in Elk City. Dig up those old sewer lines with a backhoe or mini excavator. Save time and money. Rent a post-hole digger to help with your next fencing project. You can dig it today when you rent from DJ's Rentals on South Main in Elk City.
Can you dig it?
Find out more, visit DJsRental.com. That's DJsRental.com.
Important to keep your irrigation machines up and running during the growing season, because when your crops need water, they can't wait. And when you need parts, there's no substitute for the best. Valley Genuine Parts. From gaskets and gearboxes to booster pumps and bump backs, Valley Genuine Parts make all the difference to your operation. Contact your local Valley dealer, Knutson Irrigation, 1-800-373-9325 for all your irrigation parts, technology, and service needs, or online at KnutsonIrrigation.com.
Do you love the great outdoors? Maybe you enjoy trap shooting or skeet shooting, or maybe getting some target practice in at the firing range is your thing. If you're that person, you love guns. Hobart Farm and Garden has a whole room dedicated to guns, gun safes, ammunition, and more. It's quite impressive. You gotta go check it out. They are Western Oklahoma's platinum Browning dealer and Glock stocking dealer. They're located at 1030 South Monroe in Hobart, Oklahoma. If they don't have it, you don't need it. Hobart Farm and Garden.
We've been part of Western Oklahoma's ag industry since statehood. I'm Marty Maddox from Great Plains Bank in Elk City. We proudly support our local FFA labor auctions and premium sales. Our local lenders have a combined 127 years of banking experience. We handle all ag-related loans, like land purchases, farm operating loans, and stocker lines of credit. And we recently helped over 700 area farmers and ranchers with their PPP loans. Great Plains Bank in Elk City is here to lend agriculture a helping hand. Member FDIC.
Is your cattle mineral investment being washed away? Weather can cause conventional mineral to absorb water and blow away. Simply put, your cows probably aren't eating it. That's why Purina created Wind and Rain Storm Mineral, a weatherized mineral that can stand up to the elements. Its larger particle size makes it harder to blow away and easier for water to pass through it. Keep money in your pocket. Contact Farmers Union Co-op of Elk City today.
Oh, geez, all wound up and ready.
comes more of Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
Well, here's your ag weather for Axis, Oklahoma, brought to you by the Hobart Farm and Garden here in Stewart, there in Hobart, Oklahoma. Capital Kyle Mechanics, 98 degrees. Currently feels like 98, dew points 59, humidity is 28, and we were still out of southwest at Axis, but the wind range shift out of north. We got wind gusts up to 18, 24-hour rainfall, and 10-day rainfall, zero. Maybe it might change here a little bit according to what they're saying here in the morning. 3-day average 4-inch bare soil temperature, 86 degrees. Fractional water is 0.7. Sunset at 8 o'clock tonight. Today, 105 and a 20% chance of rain with the winds out of the southwest at 10 to 13. Tonight, 30% chance of thunderstorms, low of 70, and the shift out of the northeast, 9 to 10 miles an hour. Tomorrow, hot again, 100 degrees, but the winds will be out of the northeast to east at 7 to 13. This ain't the cold front northeast wind, obviously, because we ain't dropping that temperature down much. All right, I got another person who texts in, volunteer fire department. He wants to reiterate the what they call the rubberneckers. Unwanted guests, sightseers, whatever you want to call them, please stay away from fires. Because coming up this Thursday and Friday, we're going to be right back in the same conditions we were yesterday, and it's not good. So please check your wheel bearings, your chains. I wouldn't be surprised if one of the two I just mentioned didn't cause those fires yesterday. There was three of them on the same highway. I can't remember how far apart they were, but please, one of them went right by Kathy Carter's house. That's Dr. Mass's grandma. Anyway, she's missed two here. And so anyway, in the last year or two. So anyway, please check everything and take all the preventive maintenance checks you can do to keep from starting a fire out on the highway. How's that? Anyway, rubberneckers, stay away. Because I think the Highway Patrol and the Buckingham County Sheriff was out there yesterday, and I think they got enough complaints yesterday that I think they're not going to be too good with you no matter where the fire's at, and, whether it's northwest or down south or anywhere. They might be saying some choice words with you over what you're doing. So stay away from the fires. Okay. Why test soil in the fall? Why? Soil testing is the best practice recommended by all state university extensions, no matter whether it's Texas A&M, Texas Tech, OSU, K-State. Soil test is very good. The extension recommends the soil be tested every 2 to 4 years, and it actually needs to be tested more than that, but at least test it. Nutrient levels may vary by season. To accurately access changes in soil nutrient levels, it is important to test soil at the same time of the year. There are several reasons why testing in fall may be preferred to testing in the spring. There is much time available in the fall to collect soil samples and make fertilizer decisions compared to the spring. Based on soil analysis, fall season allows additional time to think about the upcoming management decisions. Weather conditions typically are more favorable for collecting soil samples as compared to spring. It is often easier to get into the field after harvest in the fall. Fields are often too wet in the spring. In extension offices in whatever state you want to get your deals, unpredictable weather conditions can force postponement or even abandonment of soil testing for that year. Fall offers the best opportunity to apply lime as it provides more time to neutralize soil acid. The soil test results should indicate the soil pH if lime is needed to rectify excess acid. Long-term experiments in Michigan, for example, have shown that liming will improve nutrient availability and generate a good return for investment. As long as your soil test pH is not too high, keep that in mind. Always check with your local extension agent or get you an agronomist. Ain't that hard. Based on the soil test results, fertilizer can be purchased prior to the end of the year. Fertilizer often cheaper in the fall compared to the spring when demand is high. Also, purchasing fertilizer prior to the end of the year could potentially have favorable tax implications. How about that? Soil testing laboratories are less busy. Generally, soil testing laboratories are busier in the spring than in the fall, as the majority of the farmers, gardeners, and homeowners wait until spring to test their soil. Therefore, the turnaround time in the spring may be much longer. A longer wait for soil testing results may force delays in fertilizer timing. There are several good quality labs available to Michigan farmers and Oklahoma farmers and Texas farmers and Kansas farmers. So anyway, there you go. Get your soil tested. It's time to get it tested. Right now. What do you got? All right. Let's see here. I got a few tips. This will work. I got enough time to do this. Are you thinking about planting some alfalfa here in the next month or so? Well, in 2022, approximately 660,000 acres of alfalfa was harvested in Kansas, according to K-State. Alfalfa is a very important legume crop for dairy and livestock industry in that state. Alfalfa hay fields help to supply fields that is highly digestible and high in protein. Late summer and early fall are the best times to plant alfalfa in Kansas due to the less weed pressure than spring planting. Available moisture at planting is crucial, which we don't have a lot of that right now, but we're going to get some. For alfalfa establishment, the too much moisture can increase seedling disease and reduce alfalfa nullification and nitrogen fixation. If soil moisture is available, growers in northwest Kansas can plant as early as August 10th, and the weather this year. Alfalfa is a 4 to 5 year or longer investment, and therefore is crucial to ensure proper establishment. Some producers shy away from alfalfa because of high establishment costs and the risk of stand failure. In the long run, however, it's inexpensive and immortalized over the life of the crop. If managed properly and given favorable weather conditions, dryland alfalfa can produce up to 3 to 6 dry matter tons of forage per year per acre. Irrigated fields can produce 6 to 8 dry matter tons per acre per year or more. When sowing alfalfa, producers should keep these things in mind. Soil test, soil test, soil test. Sound like Sheldon on the TV, huh? Soil test and correct soil acid. Alfalfa grows best in well-drained soils with pH of 6.5 to 7.5 and does not tolerate low soil pH. And I know from experience it doesn't tolerate high pH either. You can add lime to raise the soil pH to 6.8 before planting. Ensure appropriate soil pH levels before planting is very essential. So if you're going to plant some this fall, you should already have your soil test. If you don't, get it going ASAP. Especially as lime is immobile in the soil profile and the field will not be raked for the next 3 to 5 years. Remember, after spread, lime takes a few weeks in the soil to react and increase the pH. I know for a fact, chip in high pH soil, it takes a long time. It's a son of a gun to get pH to come down in the field I've been working on. Soil test to meet fertilization needs. Apply the needed P, K, and amounts according to the soil test recommendation. Phosphorus will require if soil test pH are below 25 parts per million, and potassium fertilizer will be required if soil K levels are below 120. Even soils that test higher than these thresholds may need additional fertilizer. Small amounts of nitrogen, 15 to 20 pounds an acre, is a starter, a plant, and beneficial for alfalfa establishment. Then soil test after that. Plant certified, inoculated seeds, make sure you get that. And you can get in the Hay and Forage Grower magazine and you can find out where they have all all the alfalfa seeds that you need to plant this year. There's a bunch of them, but pick the one right for your area. Purchase alfalfa varieties with a fall dormancy rating ranging from 4 to 6. Fall dormancy relates to how soon alfalfa variety will stop growing in the fall and how early it will be growing, start growing during the spring. You guys have a great day, and again, let's help out the volunteer fire departments. I think it's going to be a long winter, so we get some rain. So, help them out. Let's stay on top of it. Protect your assets out there. You guys have a great day. It's the Day in Ag with Jimmy Clark. God bless.